Maester Lewin averted his eyes. Even Ned looked shocked. "What are you doing?" he asked. "Lighting a fire," Catelyn told him. She found a dressing gown and shrugged into it, then knelt over the cold hearth. "Maester Lewin," Ned began. "Maester Lewin has delivered all my children," Catelyn said. "This is no time for false modesty." She slid the paper in among the kindling and placed the heavier logs on top of it. Ned crossed the room, took her by the arm, and pulled her to her feet. He held her there, his face inches from her. "My lady, tell me, what was this message?" Catelyn stiffened in his grasp. "A warning," she said softly, "if we have the wits to hear." His eyes searched her face. "Go on." "Lysa says John Aaron was murdered." His fingers tightened on her arm. "By whom?" "The Lannisters," she told him. "The Queen." Ned released his hold on her arm. There were deep red marks on her skin. "Gods," he whispered. His voice was hoarse. "Your sister's sick with grief. She cannot know what she is saying." "She knows," Catelyn said. "Lysa's impulsive, yes, but this message was carefully planned, carefully hidden. She knew it meant death if her letter fell into the wrong hands. To risk so much, she must have had more than mere suspicion." Catelyn looked at her husband. "Now we truly have no choice. You must be Robert's hand. You must go south with him and learn the truth."